Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal government shutdown will not be fixed in a day or even two. Lawmakers won't take up another stopgap measure until at least Friday due to Yom Kippur holiday tomorrow. ABC's Alex Prochet is in D.C.
We're already seeing about 750,000 furloughed workers. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. And we've got tens of thousands of essential workers who are working, being forced to work without a paycheck. Those are TSA officers, air traffic controllers, also members of the military, ICE agents as well. But going forward, the longer this shutdown plays out, the more of a concern it is.
On a conference call with House Republicans today, the OMB director warning a reduction in force or layoffs targeting furloughed federal employees could begin in the coming days. Payroll processor ADP showing the economy lost 32,000 jobs last month, opposite of what analysts projected to add jobs. On Wall Street, stocks ended up, investors shrugging off the shutdown. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, filling in for Austin Bermay. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Well, this Saturday, the Price County Youth Olympic Games will take place. This is a free event for kids ages 4 to 12 years old, and they're invited to attend the Price County Youth Olympic Games. This is hosted by Price County Health and Human Services in the Public Health Department. Again, this Saturday, October 4th, registration from 9:30 to 10, with events beginning at 10 a.m. and lasting through the mid-afternoon. There's prizes, and this happens at Elk Lake Park right there in Phillips. Games, prizes, and fun. It'll be a great weekend to be in Phillips for Phillips Fall Harvest Fest and the Price County Youth Olympic Games Saturday at Elk Lake Park. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness are now closed. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest on a proposal to reopen them.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat, but Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County Veteran Service Officer.
In the recent past, I have veterans who could benefit from this program, and homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to re-enter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans or even to Minnesota and Michigan. There are about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Find more news at civicmedia.us.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high pretty close to 80. And we stay warm with 80s right on through the weekend, some rain chances towards Sunday. Cooler next week. Right now it's 76. 98 Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a low front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says, my high school ring will have to.
Sneaking up the wall, he says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper, it wasn't very long ago, and you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be.
That's Trisha Yearwood here on WCQM 98Q Country. She's in love with the boy. Gray here with you, and this 4 o'clock hour starts special with a five in a row, five country songs from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. K&B handles your major brand appliance needs to fit your budget, and boy, do they make the process smooth. I can personally vouch for how easy it was to get my oven not just delivered, but replaced. They took the old one too, and I didn't even ask, and they didn't even charge extra. K&B Refrigeration brings you this five in a row before football. Here's the Zach Brown Band.
Every morning when you come downstairs, hair's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel off my legs. Thinking that it don't get no better than this. You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving. Around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. I'm gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy. It all means. Oh, I wanna say it again. You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all means. Loving.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
Oh my God, am I okay?
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
I'll take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little
lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Straight, that was The Fireman on 98Q, following Parker McCollum with What Kind of Man, as well as Tim McGraw and the Zac Brown Band. Headed into week 5 of this NFL season, and not surprisingly, the injuries have begun to stack up around the league. Some players you might know already lost for the season now include high-flying receivers like Miami's Tyreek Hill and Malik Nabers from the New York Giants with a torn ACL. Of course, Tyreek Hill's dislocated knee also means a torn ACL, which I didn't really know. A dislocated knee is far worse than a dislocated kneecap because a lot of things often tear alongside. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is also on the list, expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks with a hammy. That could see him returning to maybe rescue the season, as the Ravens already sit 1-3 after a rough start. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy missed practice again yesterday and has missed a couple games. He's slated to maybe be playing tomorrow, Thursday night, against the Rams. Maybe it won't be Purdy after all. Finally, a bit closer to home, the Packers, not an injury update, but have released tackle Brant Banks, who joined the Packers in May and has spent most of that time on the practice squad, though he has appeared in 2 games so far. As you may know, practice squad players can appear in 3 games without counting against the final 53-man roster, but I'm actually not sure if Brant's 2 appearances so far this season were elevations from the practice squad or if he was actually on the 53-man roster. Frankly, it probably doesn't matter much, but if we need him again this season, it will matter whether he's been elevated or just added to the roster. It's one of those layer 3 mechanics. You know, we're pretty deep into the weeds by the time we're even talking about Brant Banks. And so that is our cue to wrap up football so far. We'll return to it later this hour with what Matt LaFleur identified as the moment everything started to go wrong in the Dallas game. That's a ways away, though, and we'll fill that time with a Motorsports Minute, a quick word from sponsors, and as much country music as you can handle on 98Q.
98Q Country.
The records keep falling for Zillage. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
The remarkable year for Connor Zillage continues in the NASCAR Xfinity Series playoffs, with top five finishes at both Bristol and Kansas. In fact, Zillage set a new series record last weekend with his 16th consecutive top five effort, and he has led laps in all of them. With last week's runner-up finish, Zillage has clinched a spot in the eight-driver round of the series playoffs. Joe Gibbs Racing's Brandon Jones won last week's Xfinity Series race and also moves to the next round, as will Justin Allgaier, who clinched a spot with a 13th place finish, but he won both stages. On the bubble, Jesse Love in eighth by just 5 points over Nick Sanchez as the series goes to the Charlotte Roval this Saturday. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monaco Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monaco Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal, maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, WCQM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high pretty close to 80. And we stay warm with 80s right on through the weekend. Some rain chances towards Sunday. Cooler next week. Right now it's 76.
It's the Drive Home with Greg Anderson on 98Q Country.
What's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here alone. What you think, girl? You look a little thirsty. Let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you blink, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. What you say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl? Oh,
out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride him through the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
ride a cowboy.
98Q Country.
There we were in the back of that old C71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't say forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show. Yeah.
Dustin Lynch, Stars Like Confetti, coming in behind Big and Rich with Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, and Billy Currington, too. Three more coming from Keith Urban and Jason Aldean, but first here's Clay Walker, Live Until I Die on 98 Q Country.
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dream. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
And cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town. He said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, a man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. 'Cause I'm riding with my baby, and it's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel, flying away. And the sun, across her pretty knees, she's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me. Angel, now I'm free.
That's Keith Urban with a fair question. Who wouldn't want to be me? Keith, I've got my hand raised, bud. Your life seems okay, but honestly, we got to make it with what we've got. Jason Aldean, just a moment ago, Dirt Road Anthem. Matt LaFleur has identified where the Dallas game went wrong from the coach's perspective. He pointed to a very particular decision that was the beginning of the snowball rolling, as he put it. You might have even guessed that ball began rolling right before halftime. The Cowboys had punted on all three of their first drives and then put together an 11-play, 95-yard touchdown effort right before the half. That brought the score to 13-9. There were 41 seconds left, and with that much time left, the Packers stayed aggressive as opposed to just kneeling it out. A first down brought Green Bay to their own 32, then a false start back to their own 27. The clock read 21 seconds, no timeouts for Green Bay on their own 27, up 13-9. In LaFleur's own words, at that point he should have just shut it down, and he didn't. The strip sack that followed led to another Cowboys touchdown, and America's team got the ball back after halftime. From there, LaFleur points out to a general lack of discipline in the second half, which took the form of missed tackles and coverages played incorrectly, too tight or too soft. The Packers will hope to right the ship against Cincinnati, but that's next week. They've got a week off to hopefully heal up from injuries and a backup quarterback to face in Cincinnati. We'll call that a get-right game. I'll tell you right now, 2 weeks from now, if the Packers lose to the Bengals, the narrative on the season will change. That's it for football today. I'll see you on the other side of 5 o'clock. Catch top of the hour news, weather, and sports. Then after that first country song, your next keyword for Go for the Green and Gold. Brought to you on 98Q Country by Minocqua Chevrolet.
98Q Country. Country.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. Rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like a missing you every night feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn, this hard. But I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart, but I didn't know that it would take it this hard. Damn, this hard. Damn, this hard. Yeah, yeah.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. Feel rich on minimum wage.
And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal government at a standstill for at least two more days as the stalemate in Congress continues. Republicans need as many as eight Democrats to help pass a stopgap measure. Only three Democrats have joined so far. ABC's Jay O'Brien says 750,000 federal workers are furloughed, essential workers on the job without pay.
The first round of October federal paychecks already went out this week. So luckily, that's done. If the shutdown continues into mid-October, when the next round of federal paychecks set for this month are set to go out, it would delay those paychecks. You're talking about the 14th, 15th, and 16th